So with him, he, I can put him on a leash and my five-year-old can take off and walk him down the county road. He is a one-of-a-kind patrol dog. Most patrol dogs, you're not going to have that with kids. Mm-hmm. He likes being loved on, so he made that that transition pretty easy. It was about 30 seconds and he was retired.
I would say it kind of depends on the career of the dog, too. If they're with a department that gets, you know, 20 bites a year, that dog's probably going to be a little bit different at the end of his career. It might be a harder transition. Exactly. Yeah, we've done it. The thing is, the reason that we got these two new dogs was with a grant after the recreational marijuana was passed in Missouri. So neither of our dogs are imprinted on marijuana. So it kind of changes a little bit, which Corporal Nelson here, he has a retired canine, Amigo, who's with the department for several years, and he's actually still imprinted on marijuana, so he can be used in instances like that.
He's more of a pet now, but yes, we can take him into schools. If we're going to be doing PR work in the schools and wanting the kids to pet the dogs, he's the only one that I would trust 100%. He was a full patrol dog, but I don't believe he would bite somebody.